following Daf Yomi consists of several parts. It begins with the Daf Yomi recorded today, continues on with a quick review that allows you to go over the entire Daf in just 5 minutes, and then concludes with the last cycle's Daf Yomi, which you may enjoy more simply because there are different participants, has a different ambience. Enjoy! Today's Daf in Masechet Zvachim is Daf Kuftet Zayin. We're holding on the bottom of Kuftet Vav Omid Beit, and this is Omar Mar, 3 lines up from the bottom. Omar Mar, you said yesterday, Akok Shirim Lakriv, all types of animals were able to be brought before Kabbalat HaTorah, or rather before Akabat HaMishkan, and that could be done by Goyim, by Jews, Minani Mili. Look, all the way back at the time of Noah, it says, Vayikach mikol ha-behima ha-tehora, u-mikol ov ha-tehor. Now, ha-behima ha-tehora means, obviously means behima, in terms of domesticated animals, but it also means chaya, because we see later on, when we say, zot ha-behima ha-tehoru, and then it goes on to say, hayol v'tzvi v'yachmur, so clearly our what we derive from there is the general rule that chayaz bechal beima. And there's no mention over there of differences between zechorim, nekevot, tamimim, baalei mumim. But when you say baalei mumim, it's lafuke mechusar ever delo. The Omer Rebbe Lazar, minayin lemechusar ever shenesar levninoach. It does not include an animal, not even though we have a similar, this confused the Girsa over here because there's a similar halacha by Ofot, which has nothing to do with our Gemara. We're over there, even though there's no din of Tamut, but there is a din of not Mechusar Ever. But ignore that because here we're not talking about Ofot. We're talking about animals themselves that have a mum. They're not a problem, but they cannot be missing an Ever, which is a complete mum. And that we know as Omer Rebbe Lazar, how do we know Mechusar Ever Shinesar Levnei Noyak? To bring as a korban talmud lomar mikol hachai mikol basar shnai mikol tavir el hativa, and those were the animals that Noach ended up, of course, bringing as the korbanot, and the only ones he was allowed to bring were mikol hachai, which means only avei beima shechayim roshei avarim shalah. Mikol hachai, I mean, obviously, if it's telling you to bring the animals, it can't mean to bring meat. So when you say mikol hachai, it's talking about bringing the full chai, so that all of the different organs are chayim. Well, how do you know that it means that? Maybe it means lemutei trefa. In other words, bring something that has the capability of living, as opposed to something that is terminally ill in some fashion. No, that I know because separately it says, la chayot zera. La chayot zera means it has to be capable of reproduction. And a trefa, we would assume, is not capable of reproduction. Well, wait a minute, that's not so simple. It's a machloket. If it's true that you hold as the shita that a trefa cannot reproduce, okay? Then from the achayot zera, we can learn as opposed to a trefa, and then we understand that the mikol achai would also include even external chiyut of evarim. But according to Ban Yoma, trefa yoledet, it makes more sense to use mikol achai, because I can't use achayot zera, to tell me lafuke trefa. And then how would you know that it has to be sholem and not missing a finger, let's say? So ma'ikalameimah. That is because, look, I know trefa anyway because of Amakra itoch. I mean, he is told to bring el hateva itoch zachar v'nekeva. So that means bedomim lecha, they should be similar to you. Well, how do we know that Noah wasn't terminally ill? I mean, Noah go for trefa having. I mean, how do you know that Noah himself is? It says somewhere that Noah was healthy? Sure. It says Noah was tamim. Ish tzadik tamim haya b'dorotav. If he's tamim, he can't have the ultimate mum, which is to be a trefa. Well, I mean, come on, the context of there is tamim in a spiritual sense. I mean, he's tamim bidrachav. Doesn't mean his body wasn't devastated. No, it says that he was a tzaddik. So, ish tzaddik, spiritually, tamim, meaning not a trefa. Well, I mean, there's still two different issues. You could have a tzaddik who is just, but is a doggone rotten guy to deal with. And he can be a tamim bidrachav. So bidrachav would mean he's midot ar shalim. But it doesn't mean that he's a tzaddik. And a tzaddik by myself, so you have two different things. But neither of them would be referring to his physical body. Well, you're right, says the Gemara. But anyway, I'm going back to what I said before. It says, bring animals that are similar to you. Now, does it make sense to say that if Noah himself is terminally ill, he's only allowed to bring terminally ill animals? Well, that's crazy. So obviously, when it says similar to you, it's taking for granted that the context shows similar to you that you are healthy. Seek out the data of Noah, Gufa, Trefa, Voy. What? Mikamale, the Noah. Only the Kavatach Isle. You're only allowed to bring sick animals. Shleimim to low to Isle. I mean, there's ends to absurdity. Okay, so now we know Trefa not from Itach, from Lachiot Zerah. But Lamaisa, now we can learn it from Itach. So what do we need Lachiot Zerah for? Lomali. Mahu de Tema. Look, it's very simple. You see, you're so prejudiced that you are convinced that Noah's Ark was a repopulation effort. How do you know Noah's Ark wasn't? Save the old man, and of course he'll be lonely, so give him some pets. And then let them all die together with the rest of the planet. Yeah, since he's a nice guy, you know, make him a habitat, but it's obviously hopeless. How do you know that the point is that this should be a repopulating Teva? It's amazing. Who would have thought of that?
It wasn't just Noah.
It was his pets.
No, but it was also his children.
Okay, fine. Pet. Children are no fun. You still need pets.
No, but I mean, in terms of repopulation.
Well, how do you know? Maybe there wasn't going to be a chance of repopulation. Maybe it's a spaceship. You're not going to get to any place that will support life. So you just gradually die. It's an old hell kind of thing.
Okay.
All right. But, I mean, obviously that's not the case. But if it hadn't said Beferish that it was Lachiot Zerah, you might very well have thought that Itach is indeed Litzavta B'Yalma. We want to keep you company while you age and die. And to keep you company, you could even have an old pet that can't reproduce, or a sterile pet. But Kamash Vilan, therefore, it has to say, Lachiot Zerah, you should know that this indeed is a repopulation ark. It's a repository of genes. Okay, then you say, Tehorin Avalotimein, and it says, Beferish, there, that was what he was bringing, Kala Beima Tehora. This is really weird. I mean, how can you communicate to Noah about Tamei V'Tohor if there's no such concept at the time? I mean, it seems a complete and total anachronism. We were talking to Noah about something that takes place a millennia later. What is that supposed to mean? Well, what it means in context is Rutshur Bar Nachmini Omer B'Yonatan, Tamei V'Tohor in a spiritual sense. Since over there the whole problem was the sexual breakdown of the world, so Tamei V'Tohor would mean in that sense as well. Me'otan Shelo Ne'evda Be'en Avira, animals that had been sexually pure. That's the meaning of Tohor. Wow. How does he know? We know how a yada. Well, that's Rav Chista. I'm Rav Chista. Heviran lifnei ateva. All he needed to do was bring the animals in front of the teva, and if the teva would let them in, then biadua shehu tahor. But if the teva would have no impact on it, they could walk away and the doors wouldn't open. Biadua shein tamein. Rabbi Abahu Amar. Look, I mean, the Torah says that he didn't bring them. It says v'habaim, the ones who were coming, okay? So that means habaim, habaim ma'alehem, zohru nekeva. Obviously, the ones that were coming were the ones that were being identified as the ones that were tahor, okay? Omar ma, v'hakol. Now, according to this, habaim zachar nekeva. And then clearly what we're talking about are two completely different levels, because the ba'im were ba'im shnayim shnayim or sheva sheva, you see. And we're certainly not saying the ones that were coming shnayim shnayim, which were tmeim in terms of sex. It's here we're saying, look, in reality, the pasuk is seeing to it, but the ones that come are usable. The pasuk is distinguishing between tamei v'tahar. Now, it can't be that when Noah was told, bring tahorim and not tmeim, that he was being told that in terms of some concept that didn't exist at the time. Obviously, there is an Yomer B'Kanshin Noach Lamad Torah. He did know the difference. But the simple meaning would be that there's two levels. There's a level of Noah, in which case Tamei V'Tohor was in terms of their personal behavior, not in terms of the species. And then there was this other element where the Teva itself brought to it different types of Tamei V'Tohor in terms of the different species. So that would be Haba'im. The seven sevens and the two by twos were different types of animals. They were by me'aleihem. You said before that all of these various animals were able to be brought, but only as olot. And it's pretty clear that you mean olot in shlamim lo. Right? But on the very day that we were talking about, when we were still prior to the tikkun of the Mishkan and the kahuna and so on, and we said, well, they sent, you know, the Na'arei B'nai Yisrael. I mean, it says, V'yizbechu zivachim shlamim. That means that they brought shlamim, not olot, l'ashem parim. So how can you say it was only olot, and the dinner shlamim was a chiddush at the time of the Akabat HaMishkan? Something's wrong. Ela ema hakol karvu olot ushlamim. But it says olot in shlamim lo. How can you say that it doesn't really matter? Must be kemandi omar lo karvu shlamim b'nei Noah. That there is indeed a difference. In other words, when it says over here v'yizbechu zivachim shlamim, what we're talking about over here is for b'nei Yisrael. So therefore, the difference is lakol, if you're talking about hakol in terms of b'nei dayak as well, that indeed is only olot im shlamim lo. But Yisrael, from the moment of Matan Torah, when we're already there at Har Sinai, at that point Yisrael had a right to be different. They could already bring shlamim. The Itmar, Rabbi Lozer, Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Chanina, Chadamar kavu shlamim, even as b'nei Noah, V'chad amar lo korvu, itma, Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Chanina, chad amar korvu shlamim b'nei Noah. So one man, the Omar, holds that b'nei Noah, the Girsa, leave b'nei Noah, makes a little bit more sense, that shlamim were also open to b'nei Noah. V'chad amar lo korvu, my time, the man, the Omar, korvu shlamim, leave b'nei Noah. Because it says, V'heva le'viga mu'mi b'chorot sano u'mi chalvehem. Now what does b'chalvehem mean? If there were only olot, there's no difference between the chalev and the basar. The concept of chalvehem is only where there's a korban that you're bringing as a gift, only the chalev and eating the rest. So, ezeo davar shechalbo karev l'gavim mizbeach, ve'im kulo karev l'gavim mizbeach, havei omer ze shlamim. So it must be that Cain was actually bringing a korban shlamim. So you see that b'nei Noach can bring a korban shlamim. Of course, when we say b'nei Noach, over here we mean the natural state of man is to bring a korban shlamim. And the man d'omar lo korvu, that's because he says the whole distinction of Yisrael at the moment of Bechirat Yisrael is uri tzafon uvoi teman. What does that mean? That means what we should do is titna'er uma shema'aseha b'tzafon. V'tavo uma shema'aseha b'tzafon u'bedaron. It is time to move away, wipe them off, shake them out. The nations that are only able to bring an Ela, which is unique to the tzafon. And it is time to introduce Bo'i Teman. We hereby introduce the nation that is able to bring Korbanos in the south, because they are able to bring a Shlamim. That's a very nice, cute drasha, but what do you do with the fact that the simple meaning of the verse by Cain is that he brought Chalvehem? No, Chalvehem only means the sense of, like it says by Truma, Barim Chemet Chalbo, what does it mean over there? The best. Chalbo is the shamen, la creme. Doesn't mean literally they were sitting and eating butter. The same thing over here. Doesn't mean they were sitting and eating the shlamim. It means that he took the best of his sheep, but he brought them as olot. I see. And what about he who holds it means literally shlamim? What does he do about uri tzafon voiteman, which is surely a rather strange reference? No, that doesn't have anything to do. Come on, that's talking about the kibbutz galuyot. The kibbutz galuyot means let the winds of the north bring, out of the north, bring those who have been scattered to Finland, Richard, and bring them close. Or then let the winds out of the south bring those who have been in Yemen and bring them on the wings of eagles back to Israel. Okay, that has nothing to do with the karbonis that are brought north or south. But what are you going to do with the pasuk Vayomer Moshe? Moshe is saying to Paro, and this is before Matan Torah, Gam ata titen biyadenu zivachim veolot. So he says, you're going to be paying for the carbon shlomim and for the carbonat olah. So obviously, so clearly there are going to be shlomim. Well, maybe the way to read it is, gam ata titen yadenu zvachim, meaning to eat, as we got a lot of people we got to feed, and you'll also give us olot to do for God. So the zvachim are la'achila, and the olot are la'akrava. I see that the, what do they call those guys in Star Wars that always have the thing around their heads? No.
The little guy.
I see the Jawas are back. Yesterday you were all clean and clear with a kippah. Oh boy, all right. Well, I have to get back to work on you. So apparently we can get away with that by saying that he only meant the olot. Doesn't it say that Yitro brought Vayikach Yitro Koten Moshe Ola Uzvachim? What do you do with that? Well, that was after Matan Torah. So at that point, you could bring the Shlomim. But that only goes according to Mandi Omar. Yitro came after Matan Torah. What about according to Mandi Omar that Yitro was Kodem Matan Torah Haya? Michael Amemar, how are you going to explain that? The Yitmar B'nei Rabbi Chia argue with Rabbi Yoshua ben Levi. Chadomar Yitro Kodem Matan Torah Haya. Chadomar Yitro Achar Matan Torah Haya. He holds we have no choice. That's Shlomim Yikriva B'nai Noach. Look, I mean, it's not a fatal problem. We're only asking, according to Bani Omar, who holds that B'nai Noach did not wear a kippah. That. According to Bani Omar, that B'nai Noach did not bring a carbon shlomim. You have a problem if Yitro was bringing a shlomim before Matan Torah. But according to Mandi Omar, that B'nai Noach also brought a shlomim, and you don't have a problem with Yitro. So everything is fine as long as you don't hold both of those things together. That's all. So if you are of the opinion that Yitro was before Matan Torah, then you'll have to hold that shlomim are indeed permissible to B'nai Noach. Lamaisa, it's a bit machlokas about what brought Yitro around. It does say Vayishma Yitro, which means it must have been something that really penetrated. And it doesn't say what that was. So Mashmu Ashama Ubavinit Gayer. What was it that had made such an impact on him that he actually dropped his whole life and comes out to the midbar? Rabbi Yoshua Amar, he heard Milchemet Amalek. Because, I mean, if you take a look at the organization of the Psukim, it's clear that that's what it's referring to. Because HaRektiv Mitzido, look, it's right before there that we have the whole Pasuk of Vayachalosh Yoshua et Amalek Lefi Chorev. And then it comes, right after that, of the destruction of Amalek, it comes to Vayishma Yitro. So obviously, that was what he heard. Rabbi Lezer Amodai Omer, it was Matan Torah Shama Uba. Because Kishinitna Torah Yisrael, Haya Kolo Holech Bisof Olam Vatsofo. Look, the whole world was shaken by Kabbalat Torah. And all of the Malchei of Deko Chavima Chazatan Ra'ada, they were all terrified Behechalehen in their palaces about maybe the end of the world and their own Shlita has arrived. V'yomru Shira, that was different, says Uvehechalo in each one's Hechal, Kulo Omer Chavod. So, they needed to find out what was going on. Nitkapsu kulam etzel bilam arasha v'amru lo ma kol ha'amon ha'sheshaman. What is the sound of uproar? Shema mabul olam, bal olam. Maybe it's another one of those marbles we heard about. Wouldn't want to go through that again. Says Bilam to them, not at all. Hashem lamabu yashav v'yashav Hashem melech le'olam. He's already promised not to bring Nishbah, Kadosh Baruch Hu Mevim Abul Olam, and that he will rule over the world with benevolence. I'm a little while, wait a minute. The only promise not to bring a marble Shomayim. I mean, we've been reading revelations about, a marble of fire. Maybe next time around it's to burn everybody up here. Avo marble shall eish maybe? Shineemar. Kiva eish Hashem Nishbat. Amar Lahem. It's not only about water. It was a promise to no longer in the time of Noah, destroy all of flesh.
Osem, what is going on?
Amar lahem, that's just the chemda tova yeshlo bebet kedazav. Shaita gnuzat shlo tat ki ad dorot kadem shedivra olam. After all, it says davar shiva le'elev dor, and only 26 dorot have passed since the time of Adam. And yet, the Torah is being given. So obviously, we've got 974 Dorot, that must have been before the Bri'ah, that the Torah was there for, and that has been sitting around and waiting. And now, Bikesh Litna Levanav, he wants to give that Torah to his children. Shema Hashem Ha'oz Le'amo Yitain. Ah, when they heard that, Miyat Patchu Kulam Amru Hashem Yavarech Atamo V'Shalom. Anyway, so that must be what he heard, because everyone had been moved by Kabbalat HaTorah. Rabbi Elazar Omer Kriyat Yam Suf Shema Oba. No, it was, it's clear, we see from the impact that Kriyat Yam Suf had, that must have been the most impactful thing. Shenema Vayiki Shmoa Kol Malcheya Emorim. So it says Beferish in the Pasuk that when all of the Malchei Amori, Yoshua is hearing now about their response to Asher Be'er Yarden Yoma V'chol Malchei Aknani Asher Ovish Hashem Et Me'ah Yarden. I mean, if God made the Yarden, I mean, the Yarden is a little stream, you know. So imagine if that scared the heck out of Kol Malchei Amori. Imagine what Kriyas Yamsuf must have been, you know. So that must be what he heard. The truth is, if you take a look at the report of Rochav HaZonah at the time of the Meraglim, even before the Hovashat HaYarden, you find that she tells the Meraglim of Yoshua, the Shluchei Yoshua, and she was talking about the Yom Suf, and she says, look, you should know, Kishamano et Asher Ovish Hashem et Me Yom Suf, and we heard that, and it's been devastating to our morale. But why is the language different? Notice that Yoshua, which is talking about after the Hovashat HaYarden, so the report over there is Kishamano et Asher. Over there it says, Volo ayabam od ruach. They didn't have any more chaos to fight. So it demoralized them. But by Rochav, it says, Mashalacha de kama volo kama od ruach ba'ish, that nobody could get up his spirit. Ah, that's because they couldn't get it up. That's the meaning. They could, none of them could have erections. I feel like shuyish. Ah, she was the one who would know. So that's why it says, get it up. That's exactly what it means. They couldn't have erections for that whole time.
40 years later.
Well, it really, she doesn't only mention the Yamsuf. She mentions Og and so on. So it might have been cumulative, but she does mention the all together. Or it might have been that there were moments where business was bad. You know, like right at the time of Kriyat. I mean, people recover, you know how it is. And you push it out of your mind. But certainly her business was affected by this terrible attack on the virility of the people. They had no alternatives. Yeah. So Uminaya, how did she know that nobody could get an erection? There wasn't a single member of the government. So she knew everybody. I mean, anybody that was important, you know, the little guy, you know, the privates. I mean, the privates didn't have to show their private, but the other people, she knew. Omru, actually, we have a Kabbalah that she started her career at the age of 10. You know, Shabbat Esr Shalim Haita. That's how old she was by Yitziat Mitzrayim. And she was busy the whole 40 years. So Zanta Kol Arba'im Shana Shayu Yisrael Bamidbar. So she was over 50 now when she became a Giyoret. So Achar Hamishim Shana Nidgayra. So Amra Ye Mochuli Bishar Hevel V'Chalonu Pishtim. It's a beautiful Bechilta Rashi brings. That basically the main tools of her business were her window and the rope ladder, because any of her married clients wouldn't come into the front door. So they would use the window. But she also had pishtim, because if ever her place was invaded by any of the wives, she had this place where she would dump her clients and cover them up with pishtim. So these were basically undress rehearsals for what was going to happen when the miraglim of Yeshua came. So she says, since I used those very things to save Yisrael and to help Yisrael to come into the Kodesh Yard. That should be the kapara for all of my activity for the past 40 years.
Interesting, so that those who came looking for the Melvin didn't think that that's where they should look.
I guess they were the privates.
Because the ones that were there wouldn't want to even admit they know
themselves.
That's a good point.
That's like it was to life. I answered that way.
What's that?
If it would have changed, she would have been killed. She was
being
most
of that. By lying. Omar. Okay, continuing on. You say there in the Braisa that Ovdei Kochavim Bizman Hazeh are Rishayim La'asot, that they can continue to do this nowadays. So this, our Mishnah has given over now the whole din of what was originally Mutter, the Braisa expands on it, and Halacha L'maisa, Goyim can still do this. Minani Mili, the Tanur Rabbanan, Daber B'nei Yisrael. The entire din of the Parsha of Shkut Echutz is specifically said to Elko B'nei Yisrael. So in other words, the whole issue of Shkut Echutz that we learn out in Achrimot is not meant for Goyim. So that means Yisrael, B'nai Yisrael, Mitzuvin HaShkut Echutz, Ve'in Ha'avdei Kochavim Mitzuvin HaShkut Echutz. Therefore, Halacha L'maisa, Kol Echad V'yachad Bona L'Obama La'atzmo, a Goy could simply go bring himself, build himself his own little Obama, U'makriv Ala Kol Mashiyirtz, he could bring any type of animal that he wants on it, according to, of course, the limits that we mentioned here.
That
HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't like any types of akrobats
outside of
Beit
HaMikdash.
Omer Rav Yaakov Barach, Omer Rav Asi. But, look, just because they are mutter does not mean that a Jew has a right to help them. In other words, it's not as if this is mutter for a goy, and therefore, adarabah, so you should be able to help. Because the involvement of a Yisrael in akrobat's foot physically is still usher, even though it's for someone else. In other words, it's not just, you might have thought that your carbon, which cannot brought b'chutz, you're not allowed to bring b'chutz. But a carbon that is allowed to be brought b'chutz, you are allowed to bring b'chutz. So therefore we need to clarify, you're bringing a carbon b'chutz is usher, whether that carbon was mutter b'chutz or not, to somebody else. Now, that's not the same as saying you're not supposed to support them. In other words, what they're doing is wonderful. It's a mitzvah. Why shouldn't you? But you can't help them. In other words, you can't do it yourself. But as far as supporting their efforts and teaching them what to do and so on, of course, that's perfectly all right. So this is a very interesting kind of halacha. The act itself is completely mutter, but it's an act that's mutter for them. So in the same way you would ask a goy to be mechalel Shabbos as a mitzvah for a chaylo Shabbos hakana, that doesn't mean that you can go ahead and help them. In the same sense over here, obviously, it's a big chiddush here, because it means that hakrovas chutz of any type becomes also for Yisrael once there's the bechir of the Beit HaMikdash. So also, la'asot shlichutan you cannot do, but Omar Rabbah, you can certainly teach them the halachas. Lorino lo, to teach them how it is to bring a korban, that is mutter. And it was actually, halacha l'maisa was a story where Yitro Hurmiz, who was the mother of Shvar Malkat, she was very much close to Yisrael, she sent a korban that was meant to be brought for her to Rava. So Rava sent back to her, he said, look, here's what you got to do. Askua ni'alei l'shem shamayim, you should bring this korban, and it should be brought for her, l'shem shamayim. This is not something that we can do. Omar lehuler of Safra, Rav Acha Bar Huna, and then he turned it to his talmidim, and he said, Rav Aset of Safra, Rav Acha Bar Huna, look, what you should do is arrange that it be done in the best possible way. So first of all, as we know from Kabbalat HaTorah, we know that youth is important for bringing karbonas. That was Vayishalchu et Nare v'nei Yisrael. So find two trei ulmi guloi. What you want to do is find two good-looking teenagers of the same age, which will make a no, of course not Jews, but make it look good. It should be beautiful. So it should be, they should be like of the same age. They're like a Nare v'nei Yisrael.
right? And Chazu also find a good place that has ever been used before, because you need to make a mizbeach on a place that hadn't been used for personal usage or for Avodah Zarah. So find a place, Chazu Hecha Damaska Yama Sirton, find a place that's been recently silted up by the Yam, and make sure that you bring new wood that had never been used. Not recycled wood. So it has to be Tzivi Charati. And Afika Nur Mimara Charata, buy yourself a brand new Zippo lighter in order to get the fire. And V'yaskuni Amir L'Shem Shemayim, tell her that this way it should be brought entirely L'Shem Shemayim, make sure that people don't knock Shabbos, Avodah Zarah, and this would be the best way to do it. You see that he is actually teaching her the way it's supposed to do it. He gets his Talmidim involved and so on. And it must be that it's actually a mitzvah. Omar Abaye, wait a minute. Where are you getting this whole business that it has to be dafka? The fire has to be from a new Zippo? I mean, come on, Rabbi Elazar ben Shammuah. I assume that the basis of this is the bright of Rabbi Elazar ben Shammuah. The Tanya, Rabbi Elazar ben Shammuah Omer, Ma Mizbeach Shlo Yishtamish Bo Hediot, that the din, just like we know, and a Mizbeach, is not meant to be used by anything else. Dafka zver laHashem. So too, the wood can't be recycled. It should not be yishtamish bo hediot. The problem is, Rabbi Elazar ben Shammuah is mode that when it comes to a boma, we don't have these kind of limitations. The Tanya, Katuv Echad Omer. On the one hand, we have the story in Divrei Hayamim, which was yesterday's Chumash, that Vayiten David laAranam. Babokom shiklei zahav mishkav sheish meot. That David paid Harna Yevusi 600 shekel of zahav. And the other hand, it says in Shmuel something very different. It says vayiken David et agoren vet abakar bekesef shkalim chamishim. It says that he bought it for 50 shekel. Later on, we're going to ask. Not only that, it says bekesef. It was silver shekel. And here it says he bought it with gold. It says zahav. So I mean, no matter how you look at it, we've got a contradiction. I mean, and also in Shmuel it says that he bought the wood and he bought the bakar. So something is funny over here. Okay, so how do we explain this contradiction? Goveh mikol shevet v'shevet chamishim. It must be that he collected 50 shekel from every one of the 12 shvatim.
That's what we do today.
Which equals sheish meot. Huh. Hey, now we're talking. Yeah. The envelope is on the table, everybody. So that equals 600 shekel. And that... Didn't I say we're going to talk about that? Yes, indeedy. We'll get to that. Rebbe Omer, Mishum Abba Yosef ben Dostoy. Well, now there's two different things. In Shmuel, it specifies et ha-goren ve-et ha-bakar bekesef shkalim. And in Divrei Hayamim, it says ba-makom shiklei zahav shesh meot. Now, obviously, the place includes the entire area, not only the goren itself. And therefore, there were two different things over here. So they paid for the bakar, for the etzim, and the makom ha-mizbeach itself, hamishim. And then for the makom as a whole, v'chol ha-bayit kulo b'shesh meot. Rabbi Elazar ben Shammuah omer, bakar ve'etzim u'makom ha-mizbeach b'chamishim. V'chol ha-bayit kulo, now in the first lashon, it is actually best not to be gerus then, the word ve'etzim, which we hadn't mentioned here yet. And now I'm saying it was even the eight seam, even though it doesn't mention the eight seam, because all it says over there in Shmuel is that he brought, and it says Dafka, the Bakar, and the Goren. It's only then that Aravna says, okay, take the wood that is from the Morigin and the Kleya Bakar and use it on the Mizbeah. So that's now what Rabbi Elazar ben Shammuah is adding. Dichtiva Yomer Rav Nael David Yikach V'yal Adoni HaMelech HaTov Be'inav. And he says beferish to David, Re'ei HaBakar. Look, the Bakar is good for the Oila, and the Morigin, which we'll talk about in a moment, Uchalei HaBakar are good for Eitzim. Now, that means that this was recycled wood. So how could you, this was Abaya asking Rava, how could you tell them that they have to make sure that when they bring this up for Ifra Hurmis, it should be only with not recycled wood, if we see that when it came to Obama, which didn't have a din yet of a Mizbeah, it was mutter to use recycled wood. Rava Amalachan, Rava says, no, that's exactly the point, that what it was that Aravna was telling David was, Re'eh, you should see that even though you think this has been used, we just made it today. It's never been used. What an amazing thing. So you bought it just in time before it was Nifsal for use on the Mizbeach. It's brand new. And that's good for what he was telling him. So that explains the difference in the Pesachim. Originally, David doesn't realize that he's paying for the Eitzim because he thinks the Eitzim are possible anyway. What's he going to do with it? Anyway, we'd have to throw it out. Says Aravna to him, this is all brand new. It's never been used before. And therefore, we're saying that he brought the whole thing, the Keser Shkalim Chamishi.
Was it on the animal?
Maybe it was on the animal, now it was understood that it was on the animal for the purposes of Akrava. Yeah, or for the purposes of Akrava, since we never did anything with it. So, Adonami Becharate, it's good for talking about that it was brand new. What is the word Morigin, by the way? My Morigin. That's a strange word. Omar, well, everybody knows what Morigin is. It's a Mita Shel Turbo, of course. It's a turbo-powered bed. My Mita Shel Turbo, I never heard of a turbo-powered bed. Omar Abaya, well, they also call it the Circassian goat. So, you know what those are like, boy. They got a lot of horns on them. The Daish and Dishai, they're very violent. So what it was a wooden construct that had in it ridges and pegs so that when you dragged it over the wheat, it would separate. That's what it was doing in the Goren. It would separate rather violently the chaff, and then you could winnow it here in the garden. And of course, it was also a lovely way to torture your enemies, which is what David used to use them for, you know, have them lie down and just run over them with the tanks, you know,
like
dragging.
What's that? It's also a precursor for the cotton.
Yeah, that's right. And that's why we see it in the Pasuk Zabaya, where HaKadosh Baruch Hu tells us, Hine Samtich Lemorek Charutz Chadash Baal Pipiot Todu Sharim Todu Givaot Kamotz Tasim. So it's obviously, if we're supposed to be a Morik Charutz means it has a lot of chiseled out ripples in it, so it has Charitzim in it, which you will use to actually crush the very mountains. And you use the word disha, you'll be dash the mountains. So that is clearly the metaphor here is a kli that is used for that purpose.
You see the mountains that would take the road towards Yerushalayim to Yericho, see
the
cut
through
all these mountains.
You can actually watch the Morigin on that are just rolling with these gigantic eggs on them. It softens the earth. That is amazing. So they're daish. Now, Rava was teaching his son, Makrele, and some have the Gersa Rechava to his son, not Rava, to his son Libre, and pointed out that there's the contradiction. He was teaching him this whole parsha of the Kinyan of Aravna Goran Aravna Yavusi. So he points out to his son that there's a contradiction in the Psukim. It says, Vayiten David la'arnan, uchti vayiken David. So on the one hand it says 600 shekelim, and on the other hand it says 50 shekel. So how do we explain that? Okay, it's that. Govem because shevet v'shevet chamishim. So he told his son, that means that they collected 50 shekel, which equals 600. So then his son pointed out to him that that doesn't do much good, because as our president has asked, over there it says 50 kesef shekelim, and in the Rayom it says 600. So you still haven't answered it. I mean, it's cute that 50 times 12 is the 600, but it's still not really seriously addressing the problem. So akate kashina adade hatam kesef achazav elohikam. No, I mean they were gove in kesef the value that would equal, if brought by all 12, Mishkal Shesh Me'od Zahav, that they did not insist, and as a matter of fact, it may have been Dafka Kesef, because it relates to the original Truma for the Adonim. So the Truma is in terms of Kesef, not in terms of Zahav. Therefore, when they went to the various Shvatim, the collection was in silver, but the value of the purchase was gold. So therefore, they needed to collect sufficient silver to be equal to 50 Shikle Zahav, which in the end equals the 600 shekelim zav. And then we continue kochim kalim necholim bechol machane Yisrael. So we talked at that point bechol mokom, we said, and that it could be eaten anywhere. Omer Huna, look, the word machane Yisrael is inappropriate here. What you need to say is bechol mikomot Yisrael. You could eat kochim kalim anywhere, and not the word machana. It's incredible because this is exactly what we were talking about in the shir yesterday. Avo machad elohavi. There was no concept of machane. What are you talking about? There was no concept of machane. Eitzvei renachem ravuna machanot ba midbar lo avoyim. The whole concept of machane in terms of zmanas. First, this man is being learned from the midbar. So we start, actually, the model is the machane in the midbar. Kach machane b'Yerushalayim. What is that? From Yerushalayim to Harabayit is the equivalent of the machane Yisrael. From the Harabayit to Shar Niknor is the equivalent of the machane Leviya. Inside, beyond that, is the machane Shekhinah. And that machane Shekhinah equals, in the midbar, the curtains that were around the chutzner of the Mishkan. Say, hein kiloim sheba midbar. No, What I mean was not the machane, as mokom as opposed to machane. I mean, bechol mokom machane Yisrael. I mean that in the midbar, all places of the machane. What is that supposed to mean? All places of the machane. Pshita. Not pshita. Because the machane moved. In which case, once it's moving, then it's not a machane. So you might have thought, I'm actually telling you something brilliant. Ma'adatema ifsulu biyotze. Does it not say in the pasuk b'chol mas'ehem, the closing words of Pekuda? So b'chol mas'ehem, and there it's talking about the anan ala mishkan b'chol mas'ehem, which is not true. The anan was not ala mishkan b'mas'ehem. It lifted up from the mishkan and started moving, so everybody would follow it. Ela, Rashi explains, okay, the general sense of masa includes machane. I'm telling you that's the halacha. Because you would have said that it's ifsul v'yotze. You take down now the oil mayed, the machane disappears. The machane disappears, so that it's as if you took things outside of the machane. Now it's yotze. Komashon, therefore I'm telling you, komakom machane Yisrael. Even when you're moving, the machane moves with you. And it's not called a siluk. It's not called yitziya min hamachane. How do you know? Ve'imachinami. How do you know that? Maybe it is called. I mean, because Omar Kra vinasa ohel moed. What do you mean vinasa ohel moed? It's not an ohel moed. If it's vinasa, you took it apart. So obviously, afal pishinasa, it's still called the ohel moed. So if it's still called the ohel moed, that means that nothing is named sabayotze. So it's still ohel moedu. Omar Mar. Hakol kisherim lakriv. Minani milik. Omer Avuna de Omer Kro, Vayiven Noach Mizbeach LaHashem, Vayikach Mikol HaBehima HaTorah, Mikol Of HaTahor. Okay, Behima obviously is Behima. And that's Kimash Mochaya, we know is Bechmal Behima from Zot HaBehima. And then we have Zechorim V'Nekevot Mim Balik Mumin, as was the case there. Now, what we say Balik Mumin, that is Lafuke B'Chusar Eivor. Now that's not included. The Omer Rabbi Elazar, Minayim b'chusar eiver that is nesar to a ben Noach tabeloma mikol achay mikol basar. Amra Torah vei beima shechayin roshi avarim shalom. The Dilma lamute treifa. No, that I know from Lachiyot Zera, but that's only leman yom treifa and yoledet. If leman yom treifa yoledet, ma'ik lameima, because amakra itach min gdomim lecha. How do you know Noach himself wasn't treifa? But it says he's tamim. Maybe tamim b'drachav etzes tzaddik. Maybe tamim b'drachav etzaddik b'ma'asav. Oh, come on, but it's ridiculous. What? The Torah is saying you have to bring dafka, have dead animals? Okay, so now that we're learning out from Itach, why do we need Lachiyot Zera to tell me treifa, lomali? Madatayme, Itach might just mean l'tzavta b'alma. That on the contrary, itach is coming to say, to be your pets. Everybody always wanted a pet lion, a pet elephant, a pet zebra, a pet giraffe.
Therefore, you could even bring as a pet, afilu zakena, afilu saris. Therefore, kamash malan, torin avalot meyin, mi habit meyin, torin meishata omrib, omrib shubar nachmini omrib. Yonatan, it means otan shalon evdabe navira. How would Noach know? Can Refista, Refista, Heviran if they ateva, Kol shateva kolatan, biyadua shu tahor, in ateva kolatan, biyadua shein, tmein. Rabbi Abba Omer, Omer Krava, Habaim, Zachar Nekeva, meaning Habaim Be'alayem, Omer Mar, Hakol, Korvu, Olot, Olot in Shlamim Lo, Vaktiva Yizbechuz Vachim Shlamim, La Hashem Porim, Ema, Hakol Korvu, Olot u Shlamim, Shlamim, Atanya, Ava Shlamim Lo, Kilim Olot, Olot in Shlamim Lo, that's Kaman Yomer Lo, Korvu Shlamim, B'nei Noah, Dikmar Veloz, Rabbi Yisbar, Chanina, Chan Omer Korvu Shlamim, Levnei Noah, וכאן אומר לא קרבו. מה הייתה בן אמן יום הקרבו? שלמים לבני נוח? תכתיב, והבה לוי גם הוא מבחרות שלום מחרביהם. איזהו דבר שחלבו קרב לגבי מזבח, but not כולו קרב לגבי מזבח, זה קרב יש שלמים. So מה הייתה בן אמן לא קרבו? שלמים לבני נוח? תכתיב. אורי צפון ובוא את אמן גובי, אומה, שמעשה הלימטת לצפון. And welcome the אומה שמעשה בצפון ודרום. But, I mean, it does say בפייר שלום מחרביהם, that means Bishamnehem. Umar Nam Yaktiv Uri Tzafon. That's a reference to the winds of the kibbutz Kaliyotu. Vachtiv Vayomer Moshe Gamatati Tem Yadenu Zivachim V'Olot. V'asinu L'Hashem Elokeinu. That just means Zivachim L'Achila. Olot L'Akrava L'Hashem Elokeinu. Vachtiv Vayikach Yitro Chutin Moshe Ola Uzvachim. That's after Matan Torah. What about the Madhama Yitro Kodamatan Torah, Michael Mema? Didma. Bnei Rebbe Chiev, Rebbe Yeshub, and Levi argued. Charama Yitro Kodamatan Torah, ya. Vacharama Yitro Kodamatan Torah. The Madhama Yitro Kodamatan Torah, you'll have to say, because of a shalom, you grieve a living in Noyak, that's all. Anyway, Lamais, it's a machlokis when Yitro came, Ketanoi. Vaishma Yitro Kohen Midyon, Mashma Shamo Bavanit Gayer. Rebbe Yeshub, Milchemet Amalek Shamauba. שראיתי בצידו, ויחלו שישוע את המלאק, ואת המלאף יחרה, וישמע יתרו, נו. רבי אלעזר המודוי אומר, מתן תורה שמהו בה, שכשניתנה תורה לישראל, היה כלו הולך מסוף עולם ועד סופו, וכל מלכי עובדי כוכבים, החזתן ראתה בהיכליהם, אמרו שירה, שמר בהיכלו כלו אומר חבוד, נתקפצו כולם אצל בלעם הרשע, אמרו לו, מה כל ההמון אשר שמענו, שמה מבול בא לעולם, אמר להם, אדוני, למה באו, מבול ישב, וישב אדוני מלך לעולם, כבר נשבע הקדוש ברוך הוא אינו מביא, מבול לעולם. אמרו לו, מבול של מים אינו מביא, אבל מבול של אש, מביא יש מביא. שנאמר, כי באש השם נשבעת, אמר להם, כבר נשבענו משחית כל בשר. So מה כל ההמון הזה ששמענו? אמר להם, חמדה טובה, יש לו בבית כנסיו, שהייתה גנוזה זאת התקעת דורות, קודם שנברא העולם, ומבקש לדע לבניו, שמר, השם עוז למו ייתן. מיד פתחו כולם ואמרו, השם יברך את עמו בשלום. רבי אליעזר אומר, קריאת ים סוף שמע בה, שנאמר, ויחי שמוע כל מלכי המורי, ויחף רחב הזונה אמרה לשלוחי יהושע, כי שמענו את אשר הוביש השם את מי ים סוף, ומי שלחתם דיום אבל לא היה בם עוד רוח, ומי שלחתם דיום אבל כמה עוד רוח באיש, No, because she knew that Philakshin and Lo Akshu. Umino Yoda, Yom Amar, Ein Lecha, Kosar, Venagid, Sheloba, Rachavazona, Omru Bat Eser Shanim Aitake, Shiatsu Yisrael Mimitzrayim, Vizatav Alcha Kol Arbaim Shana, Shai Yisrael Bimidbar, Acha Chamishim Shana, Nitgaira, Amra Yeim Ochuli, Bishar Chevachalonu Pishtim. Omar Mar, what they call Havim is Banazer Shem Lassot King Minani Mile, it on Rabon and Dabro, Bene Israel, Mitzvanashkotichut, Henotiko Mitzvanashkotichut, Lafiha Kohat Vehat Bonello Bamalatsmo, Umakriva Lakom Mashirze. Om Riviako Barach, Om Ravasi, Om Namit Asulis Ayan, Blasot Shrikutan, Omar Rabba, but it's certainly Lurino Lohishari, Kadi for Hurmis. Imelish for Malka Shadra Kurban al Rava, and he was Shalchale, Asconi Alayla Shem Shamayim, and then Vama Rava, the Rav Safra, the Ravacha Baruna, Zilu Vedabu Trey Umiguloi, וחזו אחד מסקי ים הסרטון, ושיקלו את ציווי חדתי, אפיקו נור ממור החדתה, ויעסקו אני עלה לשם שמיים. I'm like, by the way, where did you get that business about using everything new? Come on, Rabbi Elazar ben Shamoa. Tani Rabbi Elazar ben Shamoa omer, ma mizbeach shalo yishtamshu be'edyot. Avetzim shalo yishtamshu be'edyot. I thought, not Rabbi Elazar ben Shamoa be'bama. The Tanya, כתוב אחד אומר, ויתן דוד לארנן במקום שקלי זהב, משקל 600, וכתיב ויקן דוד את הגון ואת הבקר בכסף 50, הקצת גובל מקושבת בשבת 50, 600, רבי אומר שמה יוסי בן דוסטוי, בקר מקום במזבח 50, כל הבית כולו ב-600, and here it's the very same Rabbi Elazar ben Shamoa who said that you need to have everything new, and he says over here that the pshat was that it was not only the bakar, but it was the bakar etzimu bakom mizbeach, where b'chamish b'chol abayi p'sher b'shesh v'atachtiv ha-yomer ha-rav Nal David, yikach v'yalod in yomelach, tov b'inav, rei ha-bakar lo'olav ha-morigin, so that's kli ha-bakar, la-etzim, rav amar lacha, because it was talking about charete. What are morigin? Amar la mita shal turbil. My mita shal turbil. Omra ba iza the carcass of the daishin dishoy. Omra ba my craw. In a samtich lomorek charutz chadash ba'al pipiot. Mark, by the way, you see chadash is also part of morigin. So it's not a pellet, it should be chadash. Omra ba my craw. Oh, sorry. Mark relay rechov alivre. Rami le kroyadari. Kdiba tin David la ravno. Uktiba yiken David. Okay, it's not. Govem iko shevet v'shevet hamishim. Which Pesach HaKol times 12 is 600. But, I mean, Akatikash, it says over there they would go with Kesem, and here it's 600 Zahav. Allah Kabbalah, go with Kesem b'mishkal, 600 Zahav from the various Shvatim. Kochi, kochi, m'nechol, b'chol machri, son, ravuna, it's not right to say b'chol machri, b'chol mekomot, avon machen elohavi. What do you mean machen elohavi? Vatanya, Kishem Shemachan and Bimbar, Kach Machan of Yerushalayim, Yerushalayim the Rabbi, Machan Yisrael, Harabai to Sharniknor, Machan Levia, Kandel Machan Shechina, Vene Kalayim Shem Bimbar. But what I'm trying to say is, Bechom Makom Machan Yisrael. What is that? That's a meaningless statement. Pshita. Ah, it's not Pshita at all. Malatema, Yisrael Biyotse, Kamashvalan, Ve'imo Achinami. Omra Krov, Nasa Ohel Moed, Ava Pishinasa Ohel Moedu. Tanya Rabbi Shimon Rechoy Omer, Oda Cheret Haita, which was added in Yerushalayim, that was the Chelazrat Nashim, but there was no Onesh when you write on it. And actually in Shiloh, we're missing one of those Machanot.
Following is the graph from the previous Raviyomi cycle.
Dab. Kuftes Chol. On the base. And continuing to analyze, we're up now to the last part of the Mishnah that defines the different dinim of the prior to the Makom HaMishkan, the Hakomas HaMishkan, and post-Hakomas HaMishkan. So the lesson over there was Hakol Sherim Lahakriv, Abbasav Hakomas HaMishkan. Now we're up to Habama. So Hakol Sherim Lahakriv. On Habama, anybody can be Makriv. Minan Mili Yamarguna Yamakra, by Yiven Noach Mizbeach Lahashem. So here, first of all, it refers to Noach, and it says that you can be Makriv in the Mishnah, anything that you want. And indeed it says, Vayikach Mikol HaBeima Torah. Mikol Ofa Tohor. Now, Behema and Ofa, I mean, that's Kipshuto, but Chaya is included. Even the Mishnah says Chaya. Okay, no, it doesn't say the Perish Chaya. But we know that when the Torah talks to us about Zosa, Behema, Asher Tochelu, it starts immediately talking about Chayas. Ayol, Svivi, Achmur, and so on. So that's a klal that we have, is that the mention of Behema must specify otherwise in this Chaya. Zichorim B'nei Tevos, Tmimim Ubali Munim. Why not? However, there's one thing that the Mishnah doesn't say, and apparently it could be a Tomei Mubal Mum, but you cannot be a Mechusar Eiver. Mafuke Mechusar Eiver Galova. Omre Galoza, Minayim a Mechusar Eiver, Shinehesar Levnei Noah. How do we know that a Goy is not allowed to bring a Mechusar Eiver as a Korban? Talmud Lomar Umikol Hachai Mikol Basar. What's called Mikol Hachai? Mikol Hachai Vetrat Omra Tera Havei Behema Shechayin Roshei Evarim Shala. Bring a behema to the Mizbeach, which is fully Chai, which expresses all of its, even its extremities, its limbs are fully Chai, and therefore it cannot be a Mechusar Eber. How do you know it means that? Maybe fully Chai is the Pshat Lemute Trefa. Something which is a Trefa is not fully functional with all of its Chaos is Chai. So maybe that's what it means. No. That I know a Trefa you can't bring because it says Lachio Zera. Lachio Zera means it has to be capable of reproduction. And that's why we're bringing it into the Teva. And Trefa is incapable of reproduction. Wait a minute, that's a machlokas. And if you hold that a trefa cannot indeed reproduce, fine, then you're right. We know that already from Lachio Zera, and therefore when the Torah says Bikolachai, it can't be referring to the chias of trefas, it's got to be referring to the chias of Rosh Yevorim. Elo Lamandi Amar trefa yoledet mahika lameima. But if you hold like the Mandi Amar who says that a trefa can reproduce, so then what are you going to say about this din of Roshei Evarim? Maybe it just comes to tell me, since Lachio Zera doesn't mean to be able to reproduce, maybe it simply means not to be a trefa. No, says the Gemara, because it says Itcha. Why is it Itcha? Itcha means Bedomim Lecha. Bring animals that are similar to you, Noach, which means that they are not trefa. Well, how do you know? Maybe Noach himself is a trefa. Well, I mean, it says he's tamim. Tamim means tamim bidrachav. It doesn't mean, it means he's spiritually tamim. Well, that is a tzaddik. No, wait a minute. It could still be tamim bidrachav, tzaddik v'ma'atav. Tamim has to do with midas. The derech emsayi, as the Rambam said, but the tzaddik has to do with toivara, but maybe he's still a trefa. Oh, come on, even he's talking about the dog of a trefa. Well, what's the trying to say? Bring animals itcha. You can only bring similar to you, only trefas. You're not allowed to be kosher. But, I mean, come on, how could you say such a thing? So, my kamalei lanov the kabotcha ayel shlamim lotar. But you're not allowed to bring animals that are not trefas. How could it mean that? So since it can't mean that, we're left with non-trefa from Itra. Now we have the fact that it's Bikolachai, is that it's Chai, even Rosh Evori. Now wait a minute, so then why does it say Lachio Zera? So what's the value of Lachio Zera? It only says Itra, so it means it has to be similar to not a trefa, so it means it can reproduce. No, why not necessarily? Let's say it would have just said Itcha. It would have said, fine. Itcha is the pshat with Safsa the Alma. Bring with you. I mean, you don't want to be all alone in the world, do you? So bring along some lions and tigers and elephants and Mika would have been miserable if Noach wouldn't have been able to bring all of that stuff along with him. So where would have been the Safsa? I mean, you wouldn't have had any company in the world. It would have been awful. So that maybe that's the pshat. So, but to bring you company, what's wrong with an old grizzled elephant who no longer can reproduce? I mean, so afilu zaken, afilu saris. I mean, sometimes older elephants are more friendly to talk to, and so on. So, kamash belandar itcha, in fact, means specifically in terms of that has to be non-trefa. I mean, we're left with the whole lakasera. I mean. So on and so
forth.
Yeah, we had it before in the Dazar. Recently, we had it here. Says the Gemara, is it in the next piece in the Mishnah, is that the animals that you bring are Taharim, not to Maim. I mean, undoubtedly that's part of the Noach story. I mean, but I thought the Gemara did say to him, Tamin and Tar, but for heaven's sakes. There weren't any McDonald's in those days, so how was there a tray for meat? I don't think that's the question. No. So what was the meaning of Tamei Vator in those terms? Omrim Shvubanach, many Omrim. Yonatan, the correct use appears to be Me'otan ha'atidin li'ta'er. It means those animals that the Torah will call Tohar one day. That's how we have to distinguish the Shiva Shiva, the Shnayim Shnayim, which ones are for how Akrobat Kodonas. The Gemara says he figured out himself. The Shiva Shiva must be, as Rashi says, a Kodesh, must be to bring Kodonas from. And so he, of course, not being a Boki yet in Sefer Kedusha of the Rambam, so how did he know which ones were Tomei and which ones were Tohar? Rav Krista, then Rav Krista had the Rambam Kniyat Teva. Look, he brought the animals up to the Teva. The Teva had to let down its force field to allow the animals in. So Kosha Teva Kolatatan, Biyadua Shu Tahor. Eina Teva Kolatatan, Biyadua Shein Tameim was sort of automatic. I mean, the Teva knew which animals were suited for it. Rabbi Avu says, I understand. You can't read the Pasuk. The Pasuk says, V'habaim Zachar Unekeva. What do you mean, V'habaim? V'habaim. I thought he was bringing that. El Pshat is V'habaim. The animals were coming themselves. It's in the famous pictures, you know, that. They're all lined up over there, you know, coming up, waiting to get up on the ramp, not looking like a bunch of Israelis. They keep it sitting there quietly, calmly, each one with no problem, waiting for security. And so therefore, whatever came, Zachar and Akeva, just one zug, was clearly the Talmud. Whichever came, Shiva, were the time. And therefore, you don't need to have any force fields at all. Yeah? Oh my man. Now it says Vahakol Karvu Olot. All of them were are brought, whatever animal you're bringing, this is Zalka, the Keva, the Chaya, Behema. It has to be an Olot. So what are you saying? Hakol Karvu Olot means only Olot, but Shlomi and Lo? I mean, it says the Pharisee. And you say this in the context of the mission, it says, Achlo Hukama Mishkan, right? So that means, how about in the year from Har Sinai until Shehukam HaMishkan? How about that? So there's still B'nai Noach. I mean, you're saying that at that point, you can bring only Eilis. Well, I got a little problem for you. It says, Beferish, at Har Sinai, that they brought Shlomim. It says, Vayizbuchu, Zvachim, Shlomim. So how do you explain that? So Yizbuchu, Zvachim, Shlomim, LaHashem Parim. No, you read that wrong. It's actually Hakol Karvu Olos, that all the animals that were brought Olos. It means Lakol, to all distinctive elements of mankind. Ben Noach, Proto Yisrael, because once they were brought in front of Har Sinai already, then they were given new dinim. So there, Yisrael, indeed, from the time that they were Nifchar, and by the way, this gives a halakhic distinction to the idea of Yilu Kirvanu Lifnei Har Sinai. It's not the pshat, the experience alone of Kirvanu Lifnei Har Sinai. Kirvanu is the pshat that was Kirvanu in the sense of to be Makar Vaslava Bekerav Tonu Makin Alavadasecha. So the Bekerav Tonu is a new din that we can bring Shlomim. We can bring Shlomim, whereas before we could only bring Eilis. That's the chat. Shlomim's beautiful. And I thought there had been a remnant in the Rambam as well. That, what's the matter? Too frightened? What's the problem? This was your Mokum Kavua, from what I recall.
I'm back.
You're back. Baruch Hashem. You're excited. I mean, there's people here who have been waiting for an eye exam for the whole year. Baruch
Hashem.
So, you see that there's now a new darga, very interesting, of the Mechalik, Lagabi, the dinim of Olosh, of Hefshet, and Ituach, and so on, Shekhil. So there's Ben Noach, there's Yisrael after Kirvat Har Sinai, and then there's after Har Sinai. And depending on the Machlokas, Rabbi Akiva and Rabbi Yishmael, there's after Ayol Noach, which could be that over there we Melchanish Nutin, and in Kirvonu Hamokum Lavodaseh. Fine. And now the gears here gets very mixed up. And what it should say is, Lebeneach, that means Hakol, Lakol Kavu Olas, meaning Lakol, Yisrael, and Ben Noach. What they have in common is Olas. But Lebeneach, Olas in Shlomim Lo, Ben Noach cannot bring anything more than that. Yisrael can bring more than that. And this, of course, would be dependent on Machlokas. It would be Kabandiyoma Lo Kirvu Shlomim Ben Noach. This is like the Mandiyoma, we'll see in a moment, who holds that Bnei Noach cannot bring Shlomi. Dietzma, Machlokas over here, between Rabbi Eliezer and Rabbi Yossi and Rabbi Chanina, Chad Omer, Kirvu Shlomi Bnei Noach, one man the Yomar holds that Bnei Noach brings Shlomi, the Chad Omer lo Kirvu. My time in the man the Yomar Kirvu Shlomi Bnei Noach, the earliest carbon was the Shlomi. It says that Hebel, Hevi gamu mipchorot sono umechel behen. What's called mechel behen? Mechel behen means that he was mechalek between the emurim, which is the chelev, and the bosa. So if you're bringing an oil, there's no concept of chelev as opposed to bosa. So ezel davar shechelbo karev lagabei mizbeach ve'en kulo karev lagabei mizbeach. The only carbon that you can make such a distinction that would be open to Ben Noach, obviously there's Chavis, but no Chavis, but the Asher, no Chattas, and so on. The only thing could be a Shlomim. So apparently, Abay Omez, a Shlomim, even Cain was already bringing Shlomim. So clearly, it is okay to bring Shlomim as a double portion for Karbonis. My time of the Mandi Omar, lo Karbu, what's the Svar of the other Mandi Omar? This is astonishing, this person. Tehsiv Uri Tzafon Uvoi Teman. What's the chat? Uri Tzafon Uvoi Teman. Titznae Uma Shema'aseh B'Tzafon. Let Paro and his nation be drowned in the Yamsuf, which is the whole Ramazim and Shir HaShirim, which we sing the night of Pesach, because they can only bring Karchi Karchim, which are B'Tzafon. And let now, Boi Teman, come the new people, the Uma Shema'aseh B'Tzafon Ubedorim. Let Klal Yisrael come who can bring Shlomim B'dorim. It's unbelievable, the definition of an entire value of a people in terms of the mokim in which you're able to bring a carbon in the Beis HaMikdash. That's an afkamina between Tzofen, and Tzofen, of course, is always a lotion of hidden. It's very Tzofun, is there that the sun... Because it reminds me, we got to get there in the winter. In order to be aimed on the pasuk, so the sun is suffering in the winter. So there's maaseh of suffering. What about the other man, the Amar? My nami aksivu mechel behem. How do you understand the chelev? No, chelev means always a lashon of shuman. Means it's valuable, it's the best. That's the chat. Mishamehem didu, it means the best animals that he had. He went ahead and he brought Hevel from them. And what does the other man Yama do with Uri Tzafon of Oiteman? That's not referring to Kriyas Yamsuf, that's referring to the Kibbutz Golios. That the Jews and the Tzafon, the Jews and the Doran shall all come together in Eretz Yisrael. Now wait a minute, when Moshe was talking to Paro, he said the Pharisee to Paro, Gamatati Tendi Adenu Zivachim Va'olot. Yasinu Lashem Elokeinu. Now what did the Zivachim mean? Obviously they were already bringing Shlomi. No, Zivachim means food. You're going to bring us barbecues and airlines, is what he was saying. So Zivachim Lashim Va'olot Lachrabba. What about Yisro? Vayikach Yitro Choten Moshe Ola Uzvachim Zivachim. So he was bringing Shlomim already. No, that's after Matan Torah. After Matan Torah, we agreed that already the Kirvan of Sinai, there was now a din of Shlomim. Now wait, I thought that's the Machlokas. Ain't it? Laman Yomer Yisro came after Matan Torah, fine. And Laman Yomer Yisro came to Matan Torah. So how it became Kain of Matan Torah, how did he bring Shlomim? Because we know that the Yitmar, the Nei Rebbe Chia, Yud of Chizkia, the name Rabbi Chia and Rabbi Yeshua and Levi, Arthur. Chad Amar, Yisrael, Kedem, Matan Torah, yeah?
It says, Bachim Machiva, Rabbi explained that as barbecues, but I thought Bachim Taiva was not Mutzah then at that time.
It hadn't been answered yet, it was no Mishkan, this is still Mitzrayim.
Yes, Bachim Taiva was only after the Mishkan. So it was only answered after the Mishkan.
Yeah. So, Chad Amar, Yisroch matan Torah. It was a matan bachlokus over here. So if I lima diyama Yisro kodem matan Torah haya, how did he bring Shlomi? Very Prussian. He also had to man diyama that he kriva b'nei noya. They did bring Shlomi. Works out. We'll have to say that in Epinami. The man diyama who holds that Yisro was kodem matan Torah and doesn't see this as proof positive that it had to be nachem matan Torah, in fact, it would have been Shlomi, obviously, also. But you can bring a Shlomi and say to the matan Torah, in which case he holds it, but they may have matan Shlomi. Kitanoi. Vayishma Yitro. The truth is, this is an old machlokas, and it's presented in a different way, but the idea is the same. Mashmu ashama ubabi nitkes. Vayishma Yitro never tells us what he heard. Vayishma Yitro chotin Moshe. It's cold. What did he hear? Rabbi Yeshua Omer Milchemes Amolek Shama. How do I know it's Milchemes Amolek? Shehare Kativ B'tzido. It says right afterwards, right before it, Vayachalot Yeshua Tamalek Tamolek Yicharev. And then it says Vayishma Yitro. So the Smichut implies that's what he must have heard. Rabbi Elazar Amodai Omer Matan Torah Shama Uba. Oh, so apparently, it's according to Rabbi Elazar Amodai, he came now after Matan Torah. Basically, the entire world was shaken up by Kabbalah Satara. There was a sense of tremendous unease and horrible things happening in the world. And all the goyim were shaking in their boots, all of the kings felt that the world was coming to an end.
What did they see? I mean, it
happened. There was just a sense of extreme dislocation, geopolitical dislocation, similar to our own times and because of the Mashiach. What's going on? The world is falling apart. Nothing seems to be there.
Power centers.
I don't know if there was an awareness particularly, but there was just a sense of things not no longer being settled. What is this sound of mobs and masses? Shema Mabul Boli Yerlon. Maybe like it's the end of the world. No, he says to them, Hashem Lamabul Yashav. Vayeshav Hashem Melech Olam. HaKadosh Baruch was Kvar Nishba. Hashem maybe Mabul Yerlon. That's not what you got to worry about. Merlo, hold on a second here. Mabul Shalmayim, I mean, he only swore he won't bring water. How do we know it won't be a radioactive Mabul? Maybe a Mabul Shalesh? Shinamar ki, v'esh Hashem Nishpat. Amala, no, relax. Kvar Nishpat shenu mashkit kol basar. He already said he's not going to be mashkit the earth, because he said, v'lo yeh od Mabul shakit kol basar. Mashkit, two different things. Won't be a Mabul. There won't be anything that wipes out the earth. So you'll be able to survive the meteor.
You mean the Jews wasn't
that separated? Yeah. But it can't mean that the earth is coming to an end, is the pshat. Amar lahem. So what is it? So then what is it? Amar lahem. Chemda tova yesh lo bebeit ginazav. Look, I mean, what's really happening is that God has got this hidden treasure that was supposed to be locked up, really, for 2,000 years, because for 1,000 days, because it says davar tziva le'elev dor. So it takes the earth a long time to mature. Hasn't yet reached elev dor. And the truth is, the Torah was meant for mature humans, not for the mess that we see. But time was running out, and after 26 crummy generations from Adam to Moshe, it's now or never. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu was mocked in giving the Torah, but you understand that creates an awful lot of dislocation. I mean, it's not a natural process anymore. It's a premature Torah. So, okay, so it's a mess. Yeah, you definitely do feel the world falling apart. And he decided, it was taught Ka'ad Dorot Kodem Shenivra Olam. So now we have to move back. We can only subtract 26 out of 1,000 Bereis. You're left with Tatke'ad Dorot, 974 Dereis, before the Olam was created, and the Torah was sort of there, but not there. I mean, there were virtual Dereis, as the Gemara of Chagiga says. So, and this Nesina, HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants to do now, Shenamar Hashem, Oz Lamo Yitein, Miyat Patchu Kulam, V'Amru Hashem Yivarech Et Amo V'Shalom. Okay, so according to Rav Elazar HaMadoi, there's a Matan Torah Shmua that Yisro heard, which means he must have come after Matan Torah. Rabbi Elazar Amar Kriyat Yam Suf Shama Abad. It was much earlier. He heard the fact that Kriyat Yam Suf Shema. We know that Kriyat Yam Suf made a fantastic impact because it says, Vayiki Shmoa Kol Malchei Ha'emori Velo Hayada Hamad Ruach. When the Malchei Ha'emori heard about Kriyat Yam Suf, they were just wiped out. So this affected Yisrael as well. And we know that Rochav HaZonah said the same thing, the Feresh, to Yoshua, to the Shluchim, to the Meraglim of Yoshua, because she said, Kishamanu et asher hovish Hashem et meyamsu. We heard that HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and it's 40 years later, nobody believes in anything anymore. We've given up, basically. So you could take over the country because nobody's going to stand in front of you.
They recovered.
No, we did that for them. Yeah. They never recovered. We built them up to make sure that they recovered. Mashna Hasam. Why is it that when it comes to the Malchei Ha'emorim, where Stam, it says in Yoshua, it describes the situation. So it says, Lo Hayabam Od Ruach. They had no longer any spirit left in them. Whereas Rachab says, "V'lo kama od Ruach be'ish." So what she's saying is, "Afil akshuye," they couldn't get it up, is the pshat. "V'lo kama," they weren't able to have an erection. And she, of course, would know. Mino yada, because she was an expert. Yomamar, in a kachol sar v'nagit shelo ba'o rachav hazonah. She was an international harlot, so every single president and the prime minister and so on. So she knew whether they could or they couldn't, you see. So she saw already, my goodness, from the time of Kriyat Yam Suf, it's finished. There's like no business anymore. So Mimela, she said, Yoshua, listen, I could tell you personally, these guys don't have it anymore. This Rochav Azona Omru, Bat Eser Shanim Haitak, she had to destroy me, it's right. She was actually, her name originally was Lolita. She was 10 years old when Klal Yisrael left Mitzrayim. V'zanta kol arba'im shana shal Yisrael b'midbar. After 40 years she did business while Yisrael was in the Midbar. Acharei chamishim shana, she was over 50 years old, nitgayra, then she became a giyoret. Amran, she said, yehei mochuli v'schar chevel chalon upishtim. Now in the Masilta, Rashi brings that Lamaisa, the Chevel, and the Chalon at Pishtim, she didn't put together from the Meraglim. This is where they used to sneak up into her apartment to avoid the press and the paparazzi in front. So everybody would climb up from the Chalon. She used this Chalon. That's why it was in the filter. She was mispowered, you see? Now we know what that was for all these 40 years. So I should be Mechaper now on the usage of the Chevel, the Chalon at Pishtim. And, you know, so the Pishtim was, you know, open for business or whatever. Now it meant that it would be the Hatzol of her family. She should be Bachur.
So the bottom line is, are there the words of Yadav?
We did. That's right. You're kidding. It's no joke. Oh, my, my. Va'odei kolchomi bizman hazeh v'sha'im la'asot kei. Minanimili. How do we know that there's no Isser? I mean, normally we say, okay, we take the time, mean, maybe it's not one of the Shemites, but they know us, and so on. But I mean, you're saying that for a guy, it's a good thing, basically, to bring a carbon up on their rooftop. I mean, why is it? Why shouldn't we use the Torah's indication of the nature of Veda to apply to a guy as well and tell them, look, God is no longer interested in this kind of stuff? So, I mean, not immediately, how do we know that actually it's perfectly okay? And as a matter of fact, the dinim of the Aveda, a Jew can be melamed dinei Aveda. The Tanna Rabbana, Daber b'nei Yisrael, why is the parish of Shchut Echutz begin with Daber b'nei Yisrael, Ish Ish, and so on? B'nei Yisrael mitzuvim al Shchut Echutz, ve'ino avdei kochavim mitzuvim al Shchut Echutz. Very simple. It's a din specifically of b'nei Yisrael. Luficha, kol achav yachad, bonel obama la'atzmo, he does the full open rights to Karbonas that he always had from even before Matan Torah. Nonetheless, Asur l'sayan v'lasot shlichutan. You cannot be, Bisman Israel Bums, of course, you cannot be a help to them. You can't say, well, it's his carbon, I'm just basically bringing the goy's carbon. No. You can't do that. They can't bring the carbon for you. You don't help them bringing the carbon for them. Or Marava, but the Lurino, sure, you could teach them. I mean, you tell them how you're supposed to bring the carbon correctly. And there was actually a Maisa where Yifra Hurmis, who was Ishwar Malka's mother, sent a carbon to Rava, and Shochel, like she sent a message with it, Askua Nielei Lishim Shemayim, see to it that this carbon is brought properly for HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Amaru L'Rav Safar of Acha Bar Huna, so he told Rav Safar of Acha Bar Huna, okay, here's what you got to do. Zilu V'Dabu Trei Umi Guloi. The first thing you got to do is you have to find two teenagers that are of the same year. This is amazing because it's connected by Yishlachat Ma'ariv and Yisro. Right? So even though the Goyim kind of, why Ma'ariv, why don't you send Chashuvim? But it was the doctor of the Ma'ariv. So he also understood that that's the covenant of the carbon, is that youth should bring carbon, not a bunch of old men bring a carbon. That has to be the chashiv, it's excitement of life, and so on. Of course, this is filled with rumors in the Kruvim, and in the Maisa'ego. So first of all, you have to get Trey Umi Guloi. The Chazu Hechad Amaski Yom Asirton. Furthermore, find a place which has just been silted up. In other words, you don't want to use for a carbon any place that has been used for other purposes. So if you're going to you build a mizbeach, it has to be in that place, which is brand new, virgin territory. How do you know it's virgin? Because it was just deposited. V'shaklu tzibichadati, take fresh wood, not something that was broken, broken kalim or something like that. It's got to be never used before. V'afiku nura mimora chadata, use a brand new cigarette lighter. V'yaskuni alei l'shem shemayim, see to it that their kavodas on l'shem shemayim in the akrova. V'amalei abaye, Kiman, why was he paskening this? It was so mocked that it shouldn't be used for anything else. This is like Rebbe Elazar ben Shamua. The tiny Rebbe Elazar ben Shamua Omer. Ma mizbeach shelo yishtamesh bo hedyot, hapetzim shelo yishtamesh bo hedyot. That just like the din is, that the mizbeach is made out of the karka betula, where we said we're supposed to go down and you use abonim. The vulamas that were never exposed. So even the agent that are brought in the Mizbeach, you can't use shibrig kalim or something that was used for something else. But wait, even Rebbe Elazar ben Shamua is definitely made when it comes to a boma that there's no din of requiring brand new wood. How do we know that? The Tanya. To the Kadomer, Vayitin David la'aravna b'makom shiklei zahav mishkal shesh meot. On the one hand, it says David brought from Aravna Hayavusi 600 shekel he paid for that land with the Beis Hamikdash where it was to be built. But the problem is that in Shmuel, as opposed to in the Rayamin, it says that you can David as Agorin Vetabakar because of Shkalim Chamishim. So they paid 50 shekel. So is it 50 or is it 600? Okay, sir. Every shevet of the 12 shvatim spent 50 shikle zahar, which equals 600 shkalim. Rabbi Yomer Mishumava Yossi ben Dustoy? No. There's two, by the way, the gears is a little messed up over here, so it would be kedai to take the gears from Rashi. So Rabbi Yomer Mishumava Yossi ben Dustoy, he has Rabbi's mimer as Gova Mikol Shevet Chamishim, Shem Sheshmeos. Rabbi Elazar ben Shamoa, Omer, there's two different things here. There's Vayiken David es Hagoren. It doesn't say how much he paid. It says he paid for the Goren. What did he pay for the Goren? Like it says. It says in Divrei Yomim what he paid for the Goren. So I'm not going to repeat that. Then he paid for the Bakar, so on, Kesef Shkalim Chamishi. Two separate Kinyonim. So that was the Shmish Abo. So Abo HaBakar Lo Leva Morigain. The Klei HaBakar La'etzim, but that he paid separately, Shek Shkalim Chamishim, Vayomer Aravna, and so Aravna said to him, okay, here is the Bakar, and here are the Morayim. Use them. And says, yeah, but it's a great. And he brought, in fact, a carbon there, that Bakar, with the Morigea Bakar. I don't understand. I mean, that's used wood. So how could he do that? And this is Rebbe Elazar ben Shammua's Maimer. So obviously, Rebbe Elazar ben Shammua agrees when it comes to a Bama, there's no problem of using wood. And at this point, even though it was in the Mokam HaMikdash, it was still a Bama. It wasn't being Mukrav off the Mokam HaShabachar Hashem. It was premature. So what are you going to say? Let's go back to the Gemara. So, Vayomer Ravna el David yikach v'yalod ni amelach atov b'inav re'eh habakar lola hamorigim uchle habakar leitzim. V'rav amal ha-rav says, no, it doesn't mean that it was used. It was charity. On the contrary, it was brand new. It had never been used. And that's what a Ravna was saying. You know what? Instead of using this, the bakar, you bought it already together with the Mokar HaMikdash. Burn it! Use it as the chinuk, so to speak, of this new place for your karbonis. But by the way, what is a morigim exactly? Omar Ula morigim, everybody knows what that is. It's a turbo mita. The mita is a turbo. What exactly is a turbo mita? My mita is a turbo. Omar Abaye, it's ease of the carcassa, you know. It's the circus goats. You know, that's not really what it means. But it's like that. It's basically a piece of wood that is shaped as if it's goats. In other words, it's got spikes coming out of it. A picture of a real mita shel turbo.
How come they come on always ask this?
It's always the same. So, yeah. Okay, I mean, you can't make it out very well, but yes, you can see the spikes coming out of the bottom. And
no.
It's just a piece of wood, basically, with spikes and...
Yeah. What do the spikes do?
So you roll them over the grain to loosen, it's not sharp spikes, to loosen the chaff from the grain before doing the...
It's like a sled, exactly.
Yeah, it's called flat. Rosebud, I think they call that. So... It's a, and we know that the die should be sure it's used for disha before you do the winnowing. And I can show you from a pasuk says about micro. Hinei samtich l'morag charutz chadash balei pipiot. I have turned you into a morag. There was a balei pipiot. It's a lotion of the A's, but it's granot, so to speak. And of course, David actually used this, which would be a wonderful thing to try nowadays. It's better than rubber bullets, I'm told. And you roll it over the people that you detain, and somehow they learn their lesson. They never come back.
Pretty
so,
like
yeah, exactly.
Usually today, often after you crown, then they have the thing with the ground.
Yes, I've seen that. But it's for. But you don't use it. I use it on the ground. You don't use it on the grain. Here they use it on the grain. There they use it to turn under. To turn it under. They turn under the straw. Yeah. Well,
no?
Not quite. Oh my, by my. Fine. Now, Rava was teaching his son, and he pointed out to him the contradiction here. You know, I taught you in Shmuel, and now I'm teaching you in Divrei Hayomim. It's 50, 600. I mean, come on, man, you should be asking me these questions. So, Ksiv, Vayite David, La Ravna, and then it says, Vayite David. I mean, which one was it? 650. Okay, so David, because Shevet Hamishim. Shein Shesh Meot. Okay, but still, it still isn't really accurate because in one place it says Kesev and in one place it says Zav. So, I mean, that's not going to fit. No, it wasn't. It was saying the coinage. It wasn't saying what he paid with. The coinage system. Gova Kesev b'mishkal Shesh Meot Zahav. And it was the value of the Kesev that he gave was the equivalent of Shesh Meot Zahav. Now, they're not actually handed over. They were collecting kesef from everybody. Always collect kesef. The Master says shekel. Everything was kesef. So they collected from Klal Yisrael and kesef. The value that he had agreed to pay was 50 shekel zahav from each shevet, which was a heck of a lot of the kesef.
The mother of the king, Is that in the Bhagavad? Where is this in the Quran to Abhaya?
Yeah.
Bhagavad.
Why not? Before Makan. The Goyim can bring anywhere. Kachim Kalim Ne'achalim B'chol Machane Yisrael. So before there was a hakoma of anything beyond the Mishkan, at that time in the Machane, you ate Kachim Kalim anywhere in the Machane. Omer Avuna, wait, hold on a second. What do you mean in the Machane? I am Machane. B'chol Mekobot Yisrael. Wherever somebody was. I mean, is that because there were no Machitzas? So if there were no Machitzas, then wherever somebody was. What do you mean wherever somebody was? You're telling me there's no din of the Machanah? The Machanah lo havi. Eisvei v'nachon ravuna. The Machanos b'midba lo havi. V'atayne k'shem sh'machanah b'bibakach machanah b'Yerushalayim. The Brisa compares the technical dinim of the Machanos in the Midbar to the technical dinim of the Machanos by the Beis HaMikdash. And it says, look, the equivalency goes like this. You have from the Choma of Yerushalayim to the Hayabayah. Now that's the equivalent of the Machane Yisrael in the Midbar, which means to go out of the Machane Yisrael, it's like going out of Yerushalayim. I said, well, what are you telling me that you could eat it anywhere you are? Mehayabayah to Shar Nikanar? Now, you go into the Bechitzat Harabayas, and up until Shar Nikanar of the Azorah, that's Machane Leviyah. And we come to Elak Machane Shechina. Once you're already inside the inner Azor, now that's already the Machane Shechina. Okay, so it's exactly the same. The Hein Kiloyim Shebamidbar. The Machane Shechina is the equivalent of the Chatzar of the Kiloyim, the curtains around the Chatzar Mishkan and the Midbar. So how can you tell me in that Cholim Bot in the night? We shouldn't say Bechol Machane. We should say Bechol Machane. No, I mean wherever the Machane is, I'm saying. Bechol Mekomot, that there is a Machane. Wherever it is that you went. And I said, Peter, I mean, well, that's the definition of a Machane. I mean, well, why would one place be different? Because Ma'atatayim Yipsilu Biyotze. I would think if you had Kutch, and now the Machane moves, you fold up the oil ma'ed, you start moving. So the same way there's no, we had this figure earlier, the same way there's no center of the Machane, there's no Machane, the whole din falls apart. Which means that now it's the equivalent of taking it out of the Yerushalayim today, Kachin Kalim. Would have a din of a treifa. So now even when I rebuild the Machane, I put back up, I'm not allowed to eat it, because it's Nipsal. That's how Rashi learns. Remember, there's Machlokas Rashi and Tosfos. Tosfos learns that the question is, can you eat Bishatz the Masor? Rashi, it's only a question whether it's a psul yaitze. So he's coming to say, whatever pshat you learn, that no, the chol mekomot, even according to Rashi, even if you'd folded it up and you rebuilt it in a new makom, it's still good. You continue to eat. Or according to Tosfos, the chol mekomot, even while you're traveling, you haven't even set up the makom yet, you can continue to eat. So I'm out saying mishubiyanti kamashvelan. How do you know that that's not true? Omar Kroos, we had earlier in the Masechta, Venasa Ohel Moed. What's that, Venasa Ohel Moed? It's no longer the Ohel Moed. It's hanging down. Ah! You see from here, Afal Pisha Nasa Ohel Moedu. Clearly, even though there was a Masa, nonetheless, it's still considered to be the Ohel Moed, and therefore there's no Psoyote, or therefore it's still a Masa and Shastas. Yeah. Because it wouldn't make enough. I mean, if you're talking about Kutcher, Kalim, I mean, whether you
only from
his
previous place, or the place before that?
Whatever.
Well,
no.
I'm talking about the time, right?
Yeah, obviously, in the middle. He's asking theoretically for the truth. So, what time do we meet?
On
Har HaTzofim?
Yeah, in Botanical Garden.
Really?
It says
Nikna Hosea Shar. No kidding. That's beautiful.
That's how it is right now.
Wow.
So what's higher Jason today?
All three girls are traveling.
Higher Jason.
What time is Shabbos?
Pardon? What time is Shabbos? 5 o'clock. Shabbos. Mitzvah Shabbos, you mean? Mitzvah Shabbos, what time are we learning?
Not 9:30.
5:30.
Not 9:30? 5:30. Okay, so what time? No, not 5:30.
6:30?
I'm not here for Shabbos, so I was going to take it.
7:30.
7:30 is on too early for
us.
7:30 is on too early for us.
What time is Shabbos at?
6:00.
Probably a little early, huh?
8:30
or 9:00. Okay, 8 o'clock? 8 o'clock. It's not 8 o'clock.
8 o'clock where? Here.
Who are you? Shalom Aleichem.
See, I have a package for you.
You have a package for Josh, right?
Oh, it's for Josh. Okay. Oh, okay. But I have to be assuming
that again. Oh, good. Oh, good.
James 30.
Oh.